According to the Guardian, the UK paper, commissioned a Harris poll that found that 95% of Americans say that the U.S. is suffering an affordability crisis. You can't get 95% of Americans to agree on anything. As many are reporting that they can't afford groceries or gas, more Americans believe that the overall economy is getting worse now than in February before the war started, 57% now, 46% back then. Fewer people believe the economy is getting better, 16% compared to 28%. More people say their financial security has gotten worse. Half of all Democrats, half of all Republicans, half of all independents say they can't afford things like gas and groceries. Two-thirds of Americans, including 49% of Republicans, say they don't have any faith that the government will do anything or even try to do anything to improve the cost of living crisis. Obviously, there's an election coming up in 4 months. It's a two-party system, so all you can really do to express your rage about anything is either to not vote, vote third party, that's the Ted Rall approach, or you can lash out against the incumbents, or you can be like so afraid of the party out of power that you decide to vote for the party in power again. That's it. I don't know. What do you think do you think there will be any repercussions from this? I mean, obviously, if I were the Republicans, I would not like these poll results.
That's a frustrating poll. Who the hell are the 5% that says this is great? And fact of the matter is everybody's position is made worse. I mean, if prices go up, by definition, everybody who's not a weapons manufacturer's position has effectively been made worse. Mm-hmm. This is a very frustrating poll. I'm finding myself being very angry right now. I think your first premise of if you wake up in the morning and there's a revolution, would you be shocked by it? It's stuff like this that says, no, you shouldn't be shocked by it. And that should be where we go. Because there is no political solution. Voting in Democrats doesn't change anything.
No.
Meaning this idea of saying, okay, we're going to take out the Republicans because we're pissed off at what they're effectively doing. Okay, Joe Biden was doing a war in Ukraine that also was having economic consequences to the United States home front. There is no way out of this box in a political sense. There's not. So will the public vote in Democrats? Yes. Republicans will get taken out on the rail because people are angry at what Donald Trump is doing. Will that change their situation? No. And I get that people feel like they're in a box and they feel like they're trapped. They feel like there's no way out. And those people would be right. Those people would be right. Give me your take on this. I mean, I'm pissed off at this. I'm annoyed by this because they are damaging people in real terms. There are people who trying to just make ends meet that no longer can make ends meet as a direct result of what the government itself is doing. It's almost like your government not is just working against you. They actively hate you and seem to be working contrary to your popular interests, which I think is true. Mm-hmm. I just don't know why 90% of the public doesn't accept that to be true, if that makes sense. And trying to find a way out of it, I don't know if there's a political way out of it, short of, as you point out, guillotines, or at the very least, something a little bit more aggressive than a strongly worded letter to your congressman, if that makes sense. Something needs to fundamentally change. That way in our politics. Give me your take on this, though. Maybe I'm getting this wrong. Maybe I'm too aggressive on this.
I think Americans have been conditioned, at least for the last 50 years, to believe that there's nothing, that the economy is just one of those things that is out of the range of control of public policy. Policy doesn't change anything. You know, wages, prices, all the interest rates. These things just sort of happen. And yeah, there's the Federal Reserve Bank, but they're independent. You know, the president can't touch them. They do what they want. And there's nothing you can, and basically both Democrats and Republicans have been very clear on the fact that they don't, they're not going to do anything. They're definitely going to do stuff to the economy, but not in a way that affects consumers, right? That didn't used to be the case always. Richard Nixon imposed wage and price controls. My mom, who hated Richard Nixon, was a leftist. She said that, those wage and price controls saved our lives, that we would have starved to death if not for, I mean, there were pricing, there were prices for things like sugar that were more in 1972, 73 than they are today, right? I mean, things got really out of control. There's White House tapes of CEOs calling up Nixon and threatening him. There's even a conspiracy theory that Watergate was a setup and it was revenge from the corporate CEOs to get him out because basically he had turned socialist. These were sweeping measures that really did have a huge effect. And, you know, the standard, most capitalist economists will say, well, you know, as soon as the wage and price controls came off, the pressure was released and then inflation went wild under Gerald Ford. And, you know, there's an argument to be made there. But the point is that Nixon tried. And, you got to give him credit for that. I think we've just been conditioned to say that, like, no one can. The cavalry is not coming. Nobody's going to help you. And you're on your own. As an American, it's like, if you lose your job, sucks to be you. Mm-hmm. If your wife gets cancer, sucks to be you and her. There's nothing you can do. And that's just, I think that's why we are where we're at. But, and that works,